Welcome to Election Coverage, live from the Mercury Theater in New York City. I'm Robert Knight. The Senate race in North Carolina has been a close one. The candidates are neck and neck in the polls. We now go live to Greensboro, North Carolina, where correspondent Otis McCoy,
that's McClay,
is waiting for the Democratic Party candidate to arrive. Otis.
Well, Robert, there are a couple of hundred people here.
Hold on a moment.
They're all waving their signs, so
Otis,
the candidate should have quite a welcoming party here.
Please stand by. Otis, we're getting... Otis.
Be the first
Otis, we're getting something...
Up the steps.
Otis, can you please be quiet for just a minute? We're getting something in from the wire.
Until then, I guess...
Apparently, the plane with the front-runner candidate
we can talk to
has reportedly crashed on final approach, repeating. We're getting late word from the wire that the front-runner candidate's plane has apparently crashed on final approach to the airport in Greensboro.
Well, Robert.
Otis? Otis.
I mean, you are the anchor, and you are supposed to know everything, but
are you there now? Otis.
I'm looking at the plane right now, and it's
what can you tell us?
On its final approach. It's fine. There's the plane. It's breaking out of the clouds now. We can see it on its final approach. So when he lands, we can get the candidate on the mic.
Oh, my God! A flash, and suddenly the plane is just absolutely banked over, and it's just heading straight for the ground. Robert, it's... Oh, my God! Oh, my God, the humanity! Oh, Robert, the plane has crashed and it's burst into flames. The flames...
Thank you very much for that report, Otis McCoy, and we will be back to you later in the evening. The reports of a crash in Greensboro, we are now learning, were premature, but apparently accurate. Now to Dan Crichton at the polls in Southern Florida.
We're here at a South Florida poll with Gladys White, who is telling us how the election process has been cleaned up since 2 years ago.
Oh, it certainly has, Dan. The Florida polls are not what they once were. These polling places are more efficient, orderly, and safer than they've ever been.
How do you mean that, Gladys?
Well, they're more comfortable and safe. You know,
Mommy,
you can bring your kids here.
Mommy, what are they doing to that man over there?
Shut up!
Okay, Mommy.
Can't you see I'm trying to talk to the nice man?
Birth certificate.
Yes, these polls have really been cleaned up.
Hey, what's this?
It's a friendly atmosphere.
Hey, mister, can I vote too?
Well, sure you can, little girl.
Now that we've eliminated most of the problems,
Hey, man, let me go. I didn't do anything.
With certain elements.
Let me go!
Back to you, Robert.
We now go back to Otis McCoy in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Thank you, Ralph. Actually, this is Duke Redheckler reporting from South Carolina from at a most unusual event here. One of the more ultra-right-wing groups here in the great state of South Carolina, known as the Hemorrhage Foundation, is holding a lavish election return banquet for a collection of liberal luminaries. We have a lot of people here from the Green Party, and I see some George Soros' folks over there, and quite a few African-American leaders and notables from that community. This is quite an event. I suppose it's a sort of an outreach from the ultra-right wing to the more liberal sectors of the society here in South Carolina. We've heard some pretty good speeches here. Right now, speaking at the podium is a gentleman named Jules. Let's listen in.
Destroy my brothers, and you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my fingers upon thee.
Things do seem to have quieted down a little bit around here. So this is Duke Redheckler reporting from South Carolina. Back to you, Ralph.
We now go back to Otis McCoy in Greensboro, North Carolina. Otis, what can you tell us about the airline tragedy? It still has happened, hasn't it?
Your regular correspondent has apparently been injured in the crash. This is Buck Flakjacket, Airport Information Security, with the correct data on the causes of the airline disaster here in Oklahoma City. Greensboro, North Carolina. The aircraft blew a tire on the runway and cartwheeled
across. Crashed a mile from the runway, you idiot!
Correction. The aircraft sucked a seagull into its starboard engine and...
There's no seagulls there, you moron!
One more correction on that. Apparently, the aircraft sucked a flying squirrel into its starboard engine, causing a cataclysmic flying squirrel event. Now to Chief Moose in Washington, D.C. Thank you.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a Muslim out of my hat.
This is live election coverage from the Mercury Theater in New York City. I'm Robert Knight, and we now take you live to Dennis Bernstrand at KPFA in Berkeley, California. Dennis.
I'm nervous. I'm afraid you're going to hurt me. You're going to shoot
Dennis.
Me.
Dennis.
I have...
Good evening, Dennis.
We interrupt because Dennis Bernstein of Flashpoints.
Dennis.
Pay the guards.
Apparently, we have lost Dennis Bernstein.
And you can hear that in the background.
At KPFA in California. Now this.
They were clever. They originated in the United States. They would do it.
I thought only that which can be independently confirmed.
Sorry about that. I'm Robert Knight in New York. And on weekends, I'm Roberta Clayton.
I take umbrage at that.
Say goodbye!
That's Bernstein.
This is CCCP.
Hurt me!
Flashpoint.
Now this.
Quiet it down.
Flashpoint.
Call 911.
Shoot me!
I'm in the middle of the flame.
Flashpoint.
This. Now this. Welcome to...
Say goodbye!
Oh my God, the humanity!
This is Robert Knight once more with election coverage live from the Mercury Theater in New York City. We now go to Mariah Gordon in Northern California.
That's Gillardin, Robin. And the real story in the Bay Area is all the activity around Lawrence Livermore Labs. As you know, Lawrence Livermore is the home of the Star Wars program and satellite killer technology. And it's hard to describe what's happening here. I've never really seen anything like this, Robin. They're wheeling some sort of large dish-like monstrosity into the field. And they're about to pull off the camouflage tarp and...
Mariah? We seem to have lost satellite communications, apparently, for the moment. This is Robert Knight here at the Mercury Theater, alone, apparently. Now this.